From Spark and Anvil and VentureQuest, this is Wei, in Chapter 1 of the VentureQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Wei is a careful kid who moves slowly, like a tortoise, and thinks hard about things. Cool stone-gray skin with soft violet stripes, a chunky, many-pocketed apron vest, a stakeholder card in one pocket, and a trade-off tracker in another. Wei likes to sit with big questions. Every choice helps someone. It costs someone else. Sit with that, they say. That's their whole craft, ethical decision-making, thinking about everyone a business choice touches. The customer, cheaper, safer, riskier, the workers, better pay or less, more hours, the suppliers, paid fairly or squeezed, the town, does the business add or take away, the planet, less trash or more, and the founder, bigger profits or smaller. Wei's job is to name all those people, the stakeholders, and name the cost to each. It's hard, Wei says, because no choice helps everyone, so I don't rush to fix it. I sit with that.
Wei learned that the hard feeling is part of the job, not a bug in it. Most bad choices aren't made by bad people, Wei says. They're made by people who never named the costs, who let the losses stay invisible so the choice would feel easy. Pretending a decision is simple, Wei learned, is how someone quietly gets hurt. Cheaper is never free, Wei says. It just costs someone you didn't look at. My rule is, name the costs. Don't hide them. Then choose with your eyes wide open. Not to be a perfect saint, just honest about who gains and who pays.
Wei's moment came one afternoon when the apron pouch venture was booming. "We need to make more," Bill declared, bouncing. He waved a crumpled flyer. "This company sells fabric super cheap, from far away. We could cut costs in half, double our money." Pitt picked at a thread. "But what about Mrs. Gable? She sells us fabric from her shop down the street."
"Her fabric costs more," Bill shrugged. "This is just smart business."
Spot chewed her lip. "Double money sounds good, but Mrs. Gable is nice."
Wei had been quiet. Now they slid the stakeholder card onto the table, trade-off tracker on the back. "Let's name everyone this choice touches." Bill puffed up. "Easy. Customers get cheaper pouches. A win." Wei wrote, "Customers equals cheaper equals win."
"What about Mrs. Gable?" Pitch asked softly.
Wei wrote, "Mrs. Gable, local supplier, loses our business, maybe her shop closes, equals big loss." Spot gasped. "The far-off factory workers get more orders," Wei went on. "Writing overseas workers equals gain orders. But we don't know if they're paid fairly or treated well. Could be a win, could be a loss." Bill shifted. He hadn't thought of that. "Our town? If Mrs. Gable closes, the town loses a good local shop. A loss. Us, the founders? Bigger profits. A win. And the planet? Shipping fabric across the world burns fuel. More carbon. A loss." The team sat in silence. The list was long. Wins and losses all tangled. "It's not a simple answer," Wei said gently. "Someone always pays. Our job is to name who, then choose with our eyes open." They talked a long time about Mrs. Gable and the unknown workers, and finally decided. "Let's stick with Mrs. Gable for now," said Pitch. "Maybe talk to her about a longer deal," Bill added slowly. Ledger, listening, nodded. "That's the real work, not making the most money, and not being a saint either. It's naming the costs and choosing with your eyes wide open."
That afternoon, after the team chose to stay with Mrs. Gable, Wei felt something settle inside them. Not a happy jumping feeling, a quiet, steady one. The kind you feel when a choice was hard and you faced it honestly instead of pretending it was easy. Wei's shoulders were loose. Their chest was calm. Naming all those costs had been uncomfortable,
But sitting with the discomfort and choosing anyway with open eyes felt right. That quiet, grounded, faced it honestly feeling, worth far more than any shortcut, and so much steadier than the quick thrill of doubling the money, was to weigh the whole reason it's worth sitting with the hard choice instead of rushing past it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Way. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.